Okay, we took a little bit of a hiatus from our study of Tehillim in honor of the Zman Chirusenu. Tehillim, of course, being largely of a different theme, a sense of a tzara, and unfortunately, even with the passing of the days of Zman Chirusenu, being Isru Chag, we sense loss continuing all around us. Members of our kihila have lost very dear family members over these second days, and so we return to our study of Tehillim. We had up to Tehillim Perek Yud Ches. There's some question as to whether this extensive Perek, which is also substantively was the Haftorah for the seventh day of Pesach, in conjunction with the Shiras Hayam, so the 23rd chapter of Shmuel Beis, is a nearly verbatim iteration of this Perek in Tehillim, which makes it unique in the Sifrei Tanakh to have essentially the same thing twice. So the first pasuk is Lam Natzeach Le'Eved Adonai LeDavid Asher Diber LeAdonai Is Divrei Hashira Hazos Biyom Hitzila Adonai Usomi Kaf Kolevav Umiad Shaul. The Shira was much like Shira Sayam. It would appear from the pesukim Biyom Hitzila Hashem Oso, in the very moment when the Hatzala, when the salvation came. But the Radak notes that even though that would be the simple pshat, Mikaf kol oivav v'miyad sha'ul, this must have been written at the end of David HaMelech's life, after he had been spared from all of his enemies. You don't know who all of your enemies are until you've lived to the end of your days. But there's a special emphasis here of sha'ul, as the Radak says, that sha'ul was shakul, Keneged kol oive David, of course, having to escape the powerful king was the equivalent of having to avoid all of the enemies that David and Melech encountered. It's a very lengthy mizmor, amongst the longest in all of Sefer Tehillim, not the longest, but amongst the longest 51 psukim. So I want to focus on a series of psukim, beginning with Pasuk Yitzayin and concluding with Pasuk Lamed Aleph, so effectively 15 psukim. Now, David HaMelech, in this context, is discussing his very dire straits, his sense of being surrounded and ensnared by his many enemies, and yet God reaching down to save him, to extract him, as we'll see, and then David HaMelech reflecting on why this might be the case. This is a deeply theological set of psukim within the broader context of the mizmor. Yishlach mi marom mikacheni, yamsheni mi mayim rabim. God sends from on high and he takes me and he draws me out of great waters. Of course, one can't help but think of the allusion to Moshe Rabbeinu, ki min hamayim mishisuhu. Yatzileni mi oivi az, he saves me from an enemy that was strong and powerful, misonai ki amtsu mimeni. David HaMelech makes no bones about it, that in a direct confrontation, he surely would have been overwhelmed. His enemies, those who despised him, ki amtsu mimeni, they were stronger than he was, and yet David HaMelech was spared by God. Yet kadmunu v'yomedi, they hastened to my destruction. And the day was meant to be a day of suffering for me. Vahi Adonai the Mishanli, but God was somebody upon whom I could lean. Okay, that we have this in Parshas Mishpatim. Im Yakum v'Salech Bachutz Al Mish Anto V'Nikam Akeh. God was his source of strength. God stabilized him. Vayotzieni LaMerchav, and even though he was in a very tight space, a sense of enclosure, a sense of being surrounded, God brought him out. And we were thinking about that throughout Yontif, even Cholamoed, as we recited the Hallel, Min Hameitzer Karasi Ya Anani Vamerchav Ya, the motifs of Sefer Tehillim, so Vayotzieni LaMerchav, that even as David was ensnared and trapped in a narrow space, he's now been brought out to a broader space. Yechaltzeni Ki Chafetz Bi, will extract me because he's chosen me. And now we sort of take a little bit of a transition into the theological portion. Yigmaleni Hashem kitzidki, kivor yaday yashivli. God is being mishalim gemul. God is rewarding me for my own righteousness, for the purity of my hands, which were not involved in any sin or wanton violence, he is now repaying me. Ki shamarti derchei Adonai v'lo rashati me'lohai. If God is guarding me, if I am meriting shmira from Hashem, it is only because I have been shomer, reciprocally, the darchei Hashem. Ki chol mishpatav l'negdi v'chukotzav lo asur meni. Because I kept God's ordinances, his laws, directly in front of me. I never allowed them to waver. Ve'ahi samim imo, and I was complete in my devotion, in my service to him, vo'eshtamer me'avoni. So again, God is guarding me, but I am guarding myself from sin. I can't provide physical protection to God, but the way that I can protect God, as it were, is to offer protection for God's laws, for his chukim, for his mishpatim, which are constantly, David HaMelech emphasizes, in front of David's face. Ki chol mishpatav l'nagdi v'chukosav lo asar meni. Vayashev Hashem li kitzidki, and therefore God has repaid me in accordance with my righteousness. Kivur yadai l'neged enav, as he too has perceived the cleanliness, spiritually speaking, of my hands. Im chasid tit chasad, with those who are pious, or those who demonstrate great piety to God, God in turn reacts with chasid, mida keneged mida. Im givar tamim, somebody who's whole, right? Tamim tiayim Hashem alokecha, wholly committed to the service of God, ti tamam, God too responds in similar fashion and provides that person complete in total protection. Im Navar, with somebody again, and this is against the way that it's darshaned in the Gemara, but again, the simple meaning, Im Navar, from language of Beror, or Bor, cleanliness, Tis Barar, God also will respond in kind. V'im Ikesh, but with somebody who's crooked, Tis Patal, God will allow that crookedness to effectively ensnare the person. Ki Ata Am Ani Toshia, and even if we are impoverished, if we're indigent, if we're oppressed, if we are an am ani, moving from the personal to national plane, Toshia, you God will be our salvation. Ve'einayim ramos, and those who are hori, tashpil, will be humbled. Ki ata ta'ir neri, Hashem Elokai yagia choshki. Because even if I have the basic tools, if I have a candle but it's not lit, it's of no use, God will illuminate my path, kindling my candle. Hashem, my God, will illuminate the darkness that surrounds me. So again, we have two kinds of metaphors here. We talked about min hametzer karasika, naniva merechavya, the idea of being enclosed, being in a very narrow space, and God giving one a sense of expansiveness, a sense of possibilities that seemed unreachable, and also being in the darkness, but then again, now all of a sudden the lights have been turned on, one can appreciate and see all those things that were simply not visible before, and this is a powerful metaphor for a sense of hope that God could bring to David when he needed him the most. Ki v'cha arutz gedud v'elohai adalik shor, and this knowledge and this trust in divine salvation gives David HaMelech even physical vigor, that he would be able to run with an entire battalion, he would be able to jump over walls. Ha'el tamim darko, God, all of whose ways are whole, complete, reflect perfection. Imras Hashem tzirufa, the very word of God is unalloyed, unadulterated, it has been purified. Magenhu, he is a shield, l'chol hachosimbo, for all those who seek refuge in him. And this is the central theology of this mizmor. Again, we have a variety of different theologies throughout Sefer Tehillim. Sometimes David HaMelech simply throws himself on God's kindness. But in this section of Mizmor Nunches, what we have is a theology of Mida Keneged Mida, that if David has guarded v'ahi samim imo, so then the response is that Im givar tamim ti tamam. If David has been a chassid unto God, then Hashem will respond with kindness to him, tis chassad. If David has watched very carefully, ki shamarti darchei Hashem, he will be the beneficiary of a special shemira from above. The Ramban endorses this theology, not in all cases, but in very special cases. In cases where a person has gone above and beyond for God, most namely, the Ramban deals with this in the context of Avram Avinu, ki yada'ativ, because Avram cleaved unto God, made God central focus of his life and his life's work and his life's mission. So God provided Avram with all kinds of divine protection, beginning midrashically with saving him from the Kivshan Ha'esh, again, the Pshat of the Pesukim, allowing him to defeat the four mighty empires of Aryoch, Elasar, Kedar La'omer, and Tidal, and rescuing Lot, and many other instances in Avram's life where logic would have dictated that Avram would have been finished. So again, the Ramban notes that was all a direct product of the Hashgacha Pratis, to which Avram merited in accordance with the special Hashgacha, the special attention that he gave to God. And this is the sentiment that David HaMelech is articulating here when all is said and done. B'yom hitzil Hashem boso mikaf kol evav mikaf sha'ul. I think this gains even additional meaning if we follow the Radak's interpretation that it was at the end of his life when David was able to say that the divine protection that he merited, and so often he ought to have been destroyed, this protection was a direct product of his having paid ever-increasing attention to the needs of the Almighty himself. With that, I want to wish everybody good Erev Shabbos. It's, again, a very challenging time. May we all merit the kind of divine protection that David Melech gave such poetic and lyrical voice to, context of this mizmor.